Welcome back to Busting Addiction and Its Myths, brought to you by Safe House Rehab Thailand, which now has a spectacular new beach location near Hua Hin, Thailand. Our goal, from beginning to end, is to give you and your loved one the very best chance of a complete recovery. And to that end, you can't imagine a more serene yet astonishing setting than our location near the beach in Dolphin Bay, with the sea a short walk in front of us, and the awesome Samroyut National Park mountains behind our facility, we offer the most peaceful sanctuary one could possibly imagine to begin the journey of complete recovery. Addiction sucks oxygen. Something just happened to me that made me realize how little influence I have over things. First, I contracted tinnitus, which is a lesson in and of itself, and made me take another look at the concept of neuroplasticity. In case you didn't already know, tinnitus is a condition that causes ringing in the ears, and conventional medical science has yet to find a cure. They do not even know the true cause. This is a ringing in the ears that simply does not go away, and the more you try to get rid of it, the more attention your brain pays to it, and therefore it becomes louder. If you allow it, it will suck all the oxygen, that is all of the energy, out of your system, and it has been known to disable people. That's the perfect segue to what happens to your family when the addiction makes itself at home there. Very recently, my ex-fiancée called me in a panic and sobbed that her son, my stepson really, was a raging addict and she didn't know what to do. He and his wife have a 2-year-old son who deserves better, while my stepson, let's call him Jimmy, is snorting and smoking and injecting who knows what. He's applied for a medical discharge due to joint disabilities, and it is apparent that he got addicted to painkillers coming out of his knee surgery at a Marine Corps hospital. So my ex wants me to talk to him, get him to go and get some help. You must be kidding. First, I'm 9,000 miles away, and he's defiantly rejecting any help to begin with. So I said to my lovely ex, you have two big problems. One, he doesn't want to go into treatment, and second, you haven't set up a treatment center that will take him. In other words, you, mom, sis, wife, are all running around feeling sorry for yourselves and expect me to save the kid. You have no plan. We have no plan. And you're acting as crazy as he is right now. What we need at the very least is an intervention, either a well-planned family intervention where everybody reads the intervention book, and or we hire a professional interventionist. Are you prepared to give him the choice of treatment or the street? As in, you don't get to see your son if you choose to continue to use, abuse drugs, and not go into treatment. That's a consequence. He's not feeling any consequence. Because now they continue to enable his addiction to flourish. I'm talking about his mother and his sister. They're feeding it, housing it, paying for it. He's stealing the money or dealing in the drug. This is how they love and care for him. I see this all the time. Addiction just sucks any of the positive, creative, life-giving oxygen right out of the family because now they, the family, are all worried about the addict when they are better off worrying about themselves and what the addiction has done to their family. Try telling them that they are either deep into denial or enabling, and they're both. What we believe is that addiction begins to take over a family invisibly and slowly, thereby making it almost impossible to arrest until it's too late. Unless someone in the family is truly savvy about what is really going on. Much of the problem in classifying a thing as an addiction is that some of it, like alcoholism, starts out innocently enough, and free will is involved. Or an opiate is prescribed that then becomes the drug of choice for the addict, and he starts to use it well after its true utility is gone. There's no more true need for it now. Except that now there's a craving and a longing for the pleasure that it brings, or to stave off the pain of withdrawal, which of course brings us to the easy access people of any walk of life have for the cheapest and deadliest of all opioids, and that is fentanyl and its variants. I shall have a report on that topic in the next episode. This podcast is sponsored by Safe House Rehab Thailand, with a new beach location near Hua Hin, offering the best chance of a complete recovery, because families today are facing new challenges and deserve a better way forward. All in the warm embrace of our staff and our welcoming environment, unsurpassed anywhere in Thailand.